USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden spoke publicly in Georgia on Tuesday, formally endorsing a change to Senate rules that would ease the passage of new voting rights legislation.
Gives me no satisfaction in saying that as an institutionalist, as a man who was honored to serve in the Senate. But as an institutionalist, I believe the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has set January 17th as his deadline for votes on legislation tied to voting rights. Shortages at U.S. grocery stores are increasing. The shortages are widespread, impacting produce and meat as well as packaged goods. The Consumer Brands Association said the unavailability rate, which is typically 5 or 10%, is hovering at 15%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.